You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the course of her 30-year career, artist Seraphine Pick has become one of the most celebrated painters in Aotearoa, with several of the works exhibited with ceramic components and found objects. Writer Instinct brings together selected works from Pick's practice, works on paper and her combined paintings.
So Writer Instinct brings together two separate bodies of work, works on paper from formative years of your practice, as well as more recent combined paintings. How has the direction of your practice changed or remained the same over this period?
First of all, the drawings aren't from my formative years. They're just from 2019 to 2024, so they're quite recent drawings. The combined paintings, where I'm putting one thing with another, are made with works that are sort of like remnants from works I've made over the last 5 years as well. And I've moved studios and I've moved it to a new one. And I used all those materials to make new work, and just like I would use tubes of paint to make a painting. So it was just a slightly different process for me, but in terms that it was more focused on materiality. Whereas I guess my last big body of work came out of 2020, and that was more work, I guess it was more bodily and more about sensing, like using the senses to make work. Because I think I create work more out of the process of making rather than working it out first and then making it. It's very exploratory in that way, and it just seems natural way to work for me. So I've always carried on that. So that's something that's always continued all the way through. Yeah. So that's just the basics of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And several of these works in Writer Instinct are exhibited with sculptural components by Jamie Jenkins. This is not the first time you two have collaborated. How did the conversation to start working on projects together come about between you two?
Well, yeah. There's some works we did a collaborative work for the show called Sonic Tapestry, and it's made up of paintings I've made and some ceramics I made myself too. And Jamie made some components they're much more architectural, because she's amazing at doing architectural type sculptural ceramics. And I've been working with her and I've been painting on her work. So that's the collaborative aspect of that. It sort of crosses over in that way more onto her sculptural pieces. And we met probably maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, a show that Kerry Young did. She's arts person here in Wellington, and she had a gallery called The Young, and she had a show that Laurie Steer, who's another ceramic artist, did, and he brought down a kiln, him and Jamie brought down a kiln, and they put it in the space, and they invited artists to come and make ceramics. So there was a lot of us there who were not ceramicists, and we made work, and I made work with Jamie made a round tile and I painted on it. That's probably our first work we did. We worked out the other day. And and then we just kept in touch. I just became friends with her. So it's really just a relationship built on friendship. And we just decided to make work together. And I was really interested in coming back into ceramics because I grew up with ceramics. My father was a ceramicist and he still is. He's 84 now. But and so I had a natural sort of affinity with clay. I just, as soon as I started using it, it was like some sort of body memory came back, and I kind of knew what to do at a basic level. So I just, and I really loved it. So I wanted to get back into it. And so, that's how I got back into it, with a new generation of ceramicists.
Cool. With the process with Jamie, was it more of a process of collaboration or one of you responding to the other?
It started off as one, because it's been going over a long period. I've just gone back and made a few more things, and we've made a few more things, and we're starting to see it become a lot more crossing over now, because I'm learning from her about ceramics and just the practice of making them, and I'm wanting to get to that at the moment. I'm a very naive, a naive ceramicist, but I'm really interested in how glazes work, so because it's like colour paint, and how I can make that work in a really painterly way. And we've only just sort of worked out how to do that in the last two pieces we made for this show. And we can see a nice, exciting avenue to go down to try out on a larger scale. So, yeah, that's sort of where it's going now. And so Jamie's getting more ideas about how to do that. And we talk about it. I mean, we talk all the time about all sorts of stuff while we're making the work, because making clay, making things out of ceramics is like, look, you can actually just chat around the table. It's not like painting. I can't do that. But and we both work on our own most of the time. So it's a very different way of working with someone else. And you do, you respond to each other. It just happens without even discussing it, that, really. It's just part of the process. So, yeah, a bit of both. Yeah.
Mm, totally.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and you've said in the past that you don't think about the figures that you're painting, but rather about the marks you make, looking at the real and going beyond that to make the work more abstract and ethereal, sometimes introducing an element of uncertainty. What does this process look like for you?
Oh, well, it doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't look like anything. It's sort of more like, it's really hard to explain, but I think a lot of artists will understand that it's just going there and doing it. It's about being in the present, and just, it's this whole constant process of reacting. So when you put a mark down on a canvas, it completely, you've got to react to it, because it's like this blank canvas, and as soon as you make a mark on it, you've started, and it's this conversation you're having with that process of doing something and then looking, doing and looking, and then just feeling that. It's a really intuitive process for me. I don't actually know, like, intuition is something that we don't learn. It's just something that it's stuff we don't know about, that we just do, that we can do. So it's like, and you have to tap into that. It's quite a, I guess it's takes a bit of concentration, and you dive into it, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I can go into it, and I just, it's like I go into the art, and it's real concentration, and then I come out of it, and it's like Jamie was saying, that when I was painting the ceramics, that, yeah, she couldn't, I could concentrate for a long, long time, and it's, I think I just kind of disappear into it. So I wasn't aware of that. I just thought that was quite funny that I do that. Oh, sorry, I just disappeared for a while. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's just it's a place in your mind and body that you go, yeah. And I think people do that in nature, in all sorts of places, yeah. So it's just a human thing, yeah.
You're known for hazy surrealism and ethereal compositions. How does this manifest in the works in this exhibition, Writer Instinct?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that's there, because I wasn't really thinking about surrealism as such with the work, but I guess there's a bit of that by the fact that I've put one thing with another, and it's just, there's no sense in that, like, why, there's no reason, it's just an action, and it's a materiality, and I was really interested in the materiality of the canvas, the surface that you paint on, and it's a material, and just being true to it, being, it's made of cotton and it's woven, and then putting things on that, the materiality of oil paint on top of that, and then I've still put in the painterly imagery, is still crossing over with it, and it's very contrasting. So I think the contrasting aspect can be quite, have that sense of the surreal too, because it's something from reality, like a found object, being put on an object that I've made, like the painting is made, and a lot of it's made by process, so it's quite accidental, a lot of it. So that can be quite surreal as well, because you get things that happen that look very from the natural world. So like the spray, ones that I've sprayed, and they just spread out on through the water on the canvas, and they become something that looks like it's like from, like, could be a celestial thing, or a, you know, or plants, or it just does a natural thing because of gravity in the water. So those sort of things I found quite interesting too, and that's almost sort of art and science as well. So yeah, so it's all those creative things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so my earlier work was obviously much more pictorially about surrealism and about subconscious and memory, and those things sort of carry through, and I'm just showing them in a whole different way. Yeah. So I think all my ideas that I'm interested in, they carry through my work, but it always becomes something else and looks very different because I love to experiment with materials and things. So I just keep doing that, and nobody knows what my work's going to look like next. But I quite like that. I don't know what my work will look like in 5 years' time. And I think that's the exciting thing about making art. So
I like that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were all the questions that I had today. Did you want to speak to any specific works in the exhibition or add anything else before we finish?
Oh, I'd like to say thanks to James Gatt and AD Shearing for inviting me to show there. And for James' intelligence and putting the show together and putting words to my work, because I'm not I'm okay with the language, but I'm not very good at writing. So it's wonderful to collaborate with curators as well and to be able to expand that out to the public. So there's no much more to add to it at this point. Just people go see the show. Yeah, it's on until 27th of October. So yeah.
That was artist Seraphine Pick speaking to Sophia about Rider Instinct, an exhibition currently on at Te Uru Gallery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.